Joanna, Maurice, M-A-U-R-I-C-E, Samuel, S-A-M-U-E-L, O'Neill, O-N-E-A-L, 11/2/1956. Mr. O'Neill is a 69-year-old gentleman who resides in a group home. He's single. He doesn't have any children. He's a heavy smoker, has been smoking most of his life, he tells me. He doesn't drink alcohol. He's done various jobs from office work to manual labor, period. He's O2 dependent. He uses his nebulizer on a regular basis, and he smokes when he's not around his O2 and he's outside, he tells me. Medical problems, COPD end stage, back pain, DJD, knee pain, neck pain, arm pain, COVID immunization up to date, allergy none. Medication includes Cymbalta, inhalers, Celexa, 20 milligrams, an INCUSE inhaler, one puff twice a day. Oxygen and nebulizer, as I mentioned. Family history, mom and dad died of COPD, heart disease, and old age. Review of system, he has lost weight, he's weak, he's not eating. He's cold all the time, he's becoming more confused per the group home leader. He has had issues with fall, is becoming bowel and bladder incontinent, and requires help with ADL at home, period. Past surgical history includes coronary artery bypass graft and some kind of chest surgery years ago. On exam, he does not know how much he weighs. His blood pressure is 134 over 82, pulse is 100, respiration is 18, O2 sats 85, run room air. Heart, positive 1, positive 2. Tachycardic, lungs, bronchi, rouse, coarse breath sounds, abdomen, scaphoid, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash but dry, neurological non-focal, lower extremity shows evidence of muscle wasting. Assessment, 69-year-old gentleman with history of COPD, O2 dependency, using nebulizer on a regular basis, continues to smoke, does not want to stop smoking, period. He has had issues with weight loss, weakness, not eating, and chronic shortness of breath and anxiety, period. He's on oxygen, uses his oxygen most of the time, especially at nighttime. He continues to smoke. When he's not smoking, he's not using his oxygen, and he smokes outside, period. Overall prognosis remains poor for Mr. O'Neill if he doesn't change his lifestyle and stop smoking. I've discussed this with him today before leaving the group home where he resides. Thank you.